My hands are raw from washing them these last few weeks. So much so that I'm beginning to get itchy red patches on the back of them. I'm far from alone at work, as you can well imagine. Good hand hygiene is one of the best things we can do to keep our patients and ourselves safe right now. The evidence suggests it's one of the best things we can all be doing, actually. And it's such a frustratingly mundane solution, isn't it? Wash your hands. Surely there's some more complex, more scientific, more difficult thing with chemicals and expensive new equipment and specially trained staff. Soap and water can't be all there is to it. Well, it's not quite all there is to it, I suppose, but it would go a long way. I've been reflecting on just how far the seemingly little things do go. In care, it can be the very smallest things, things which aren't outside anyone's gifting, that go the furthest. It's the timely cup of tea, the smile, the time spent listening, the time spent waiting. To love one another is actually quite a small thing. There's no training, no equipment, no special outfit, no special anything, really. I in no way wish to downplay the massive, costly acts of love and service that some have offered and continue to give. A great deal has rightly been made of what has been given by our key workers in this time, sometimes at great personal sacrifice. But the command Jesus issues here, which forms the heart of the Christian faith, starts with an act so very small and mundane that it is usually left to a servant. It is certainly not the role for anyone deemed important. Yet it is important. The one who does a thing like this is important, and the ramifications of this gesture of love and service are so huge, we are still talking about them today. I wonder how far your love could go this week. Let us pray that we may love one another as Christ has loved us. Lord Christ, our servant and Saviour, on earth you washed the feet of your disciples, and now through your cross and resurrection, you live to make intercession for us. Give us grace to be your faithful disciples and servants to our life's end. For your name's sake. Amen.